everybody. Welcome back to Afros and Convos.
Hey, y'all.
Cheerio.
Oh, wow.
And throwback.
Remember we used to have all those different... I really appreciate that.
I miss that.
Me too.
As always, like and subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on social media at Afros and Convos on IG. Email us at afrosandconvos@gmail.com. Check out the website at afrosandconvos.com. Before we jump in and ask everybody how they're doing, I want to remind you guys yet again that we are reading Homegoing by Yajasi. We will be having a book combo about it on April 10th. Get your copies. As Dredd told y'all last time on Trending Combos, y'all need to get the little audio version at this point because we ran out of time, sis. So, go ahead, get your copies, read along with us, or listen along with us, and join us on April 10th for our book combo. It's going to be good because this book is good, y'all. It's good. Mm-hmm. So get your copies and listen along. All right. How's everybody doing?
Great.
Doing good.
That didn't sound
great.
Great.
All right. So we're coming off of a month worth of, you know, talking about media in the form of movies. So this time we're going to talk a little bit about some other categories that that we enjoy being also shows and music, you know? So we're going to do it in the form of a little lighthearted, over and underrated situation. So we're going to throw out some categories and say what we think is over and underrated. And Drea is going to be leading this episode. So take it away, Drea.
Hey, so like Cookie said, we're going to be talking about things that we think are overrated, underrated, and we'll also be talking about some guilty pleasures. So just to make sure that we are all on the same page, let me throw out some definitions for you all. So how we are defining overrated. Something is overrated if people hype it up way too much. They swear it's the best thing ever when it's like at best. Underrated. Underrated is defined by something that no one is talking about. It's completely passed over by the masses, but people should be talking about it. And last but certainly not least are the guilty pleasures. A guilty pleasure, if loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. This thing may be viewed adversely by the general public or by a specific subsect, but despite how they feel, you got all the time in the world for it. Like, you are absolutely here for this thing. So, now that we are on the same page, let's jump off with actors. First up, overrated. What actors do you all think are overrated?
I think that Leonardo DiCaprio is overrated.
Oh. Wow.
Yep. I mean, he's done some, you know, I liked What's Eating Gilbert Grapes. I don't know what other... I mean, he did Titanic, but I don't remember just thinking, man, that's such an exceptional acting job. Like,
he killed Titanic.
He did. Mm.
Yeah.
Wait, have you seen that movie, impressed? The Revenant? Ain't that what he got his Oscar for?
Mm-hmm. I have not.
Okay.
Will that change my mind?
I mean, it was a hard movie to watch. I haven't seen the whole thing. But, I mean, he was dedicated.
He's been acting for decades, and that's the only Oscar he got. So, I mean, it might change mine.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, I'm not gonna watch it, but you know, that's to know that that's an option. But yeah, I don't get it. I don't get the hype.
100% overrated. Denzel Washington. He's so overrated. 100%. Overrated. 100%.
Agreed.
Y'all are ridiculous. Why?
Because he's the same.
Yep.
He's the same. Every character he plays is the same. He plays the same old like uncle, like hard ass uncle. That's Denzel in a nutshell. 100%.
Y'all crazy.
And he brings like his his own personal mannerisms and characteristics into each character that he brings. It's like Denzel as this person, Denzel as this person. It's not like that person. Denzel doesn't disappear in the characters he plays. He plays Denzel as X, Y, and Z very well, but it's like, if you're really that good, you shouldn't be a part of the conversation.
Mm-hmm. Huh, that's fair. That's
just fun. Like, what was that movie? Lone Survivor? No, not Lone Survivor.
I don't know.
What's the movie about the guy who, oh, was in the military and, oh, oh. Bradley Cooper played him.
Yeah. I know who you're talking about. It's American Chris Kyle.
Yeah, American Sniper. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
His wife saw that movie. She got a pre-screening, and she said, I feel like I just spent 2 hours with my husband. That is good acting.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone would say that about a role that Denzel has played. I mean, I'm just saying, because you may be reminded of your husband or reminded of whoever he played, but it's still Denzel as that person. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Huh. I love me some Denzel. He be acting.
Yeah, I think Denzel.
And you have the opportunity to love Denzel because he be in every movie. He ain't never transcended
himself. Maybe that's why I love him. Maybe that's why I love him.
That's so good.
Well, I have an overrated actress, and 100% overrated, Halle Berry.
No.
Halle Berry. Yeah.
Don't disagree.
Yeah, I don't either.
And I'm not saying she's a bad actress. She's just not as good as everyone makes her out to be.
But she has, what, one Oscar as well?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. From Monster's Ball.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then I mean,
honestly, people talk about her a lot and how she's beautiful, but are people really hyping her up like that?
Yes.
As far as saying she's a good actress?
Yeah, Halle be getting roles.
Halle still be getting
roles.
Well, no, she was good in Losing Isaiah.
She was good in Losing Isaiah. And she was also good in that little was that a Netflix movie where she was multiple personalities? Frankie.
I think that's
the name of it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she did really well. That's true.
Okay, so on my list, I have people that you all already said. So we're going to move on. So moving on, underrated actors. Who do you all have that are underrated?
I'm going to have to go with one, Aldis Hodge.
He's real underrated.
He was in One Night in Miami. He played the tall, dark skinned black dude. I haven't seen it. I just know he's
my slave boo
from Underground. And he's in Hidden Figures. Yeah, he's in Hidden Figures. He was in Straight Outta Compton. He also played that football player guy. That was Brian Banks that went to jail for falsely being accused of raping a woman and then ended up coming out of jail. Okay.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, I know. No, I love me some Aldis Hodge. What you mean? He was also in that movie with Taraji P. Henson, not Hidden Figures, but like What a Woman Wants or something, where he could hear her thoughts or whatever. Yeah. He fine. Aside from him being fine, he's a solid actor. Like, he is a legitimate good actor. I don't watch him and think, oh, it's like Denzel Aldis Hodge is Brian Banks. Like, he conveys the roles that he plays extremely well. And he's just really nice to look at. But I think he's underrated. He was in Walking Dead, too.
He sure was.
In Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm. In the later season.
I don't even remember that.
Uh-huh.
Well, it was kind of middle season.
Yeah. He played some character named Mike or something.
But yeah, I'll go next. We already talked about this, but I think Jamie Foxx is underrated. He got his Oscar for Ray, and he killed Ray, but I feel like we should see more of him acting. He got his movie, his Tyson movie coming out. I'm hoping that, that's good, but I feel like because he's so talented, people see him as funny. People see him as a musician, that he doesn't get as many acting roles. I want to see more acting from him. Every role that I've seen, he's killed. Even in movies I didn't like, mm-hmm. he killed.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Which he just inked a deal, but it was to do some production stuff with mm-hmm. Viacom. Mm-hmm. So I don't, mm-hmm. Hopefully that doesn't mean that he's kind of stepping more behind the camera. Cause yeah, I would love to see him continue to be great. AKA EGOT status.
EGOT.
Yeah, EGOT.
So I can go next. I have underrated, and this actually came up in a very interesting conversation I have with someone that I'd rather not mention. But the conversation was, who's better, Denzel Washington or Forest Whitaker? And I was just like, I mean, off top, I was like, obviously, Denzel Washington, like, what do you mean? But then when you really think about it, the versatility
Forest Whitaker is a beast.
Displays, like, he just had that Christmas movie where he was all singing and dancing, which is so different than like Vantage Point, which was like a thriller action type movie.
Yep.
And then you got like what, Last King of Scotland, which was like super serious drama. That man got some versatility on him. Enough people aren't talking about that.
He in Black Panther.
Yeah.
In a Marvel movie.
He sure is.
He kills.
Yeah.
He kills.
Forest Whitaker is really, really good. I think that he definitely has not received the accolades that he deserves.
Yeah.
That's very good. I agree.
Because he's better than Denzel.
Ooh, well, fighting words.
100% agree.
I don't know what Forest Whitaker movies y'all watching.
All of them.
Girl,
all
the
ones he just named.
No, I'm saying he's good, but he usually doesn't have the main role. So, like, when you see...
Well, except Black Panther, like, he wasn't, like, what we named.
Yeah, he's had some front-running roles. He's had quite a bit.
Front-running main actor, I'd say. But, yeah, okay.
But the fact that he can still kill at that level and not be a lead, according to you, I think speaks even more to the fact that he's better than Denzel. Because Denzel, he had an hour and 45 minutes of camera time, and you still saw Denzel as whoever he was playing. Whereas Whitaker had about 20 minutes, and you didn't realize he was in the movie because you thought he was whoever he was playing.
That's true. He's an amazing actor. I appreciate him in the many roles that he did. But I don't, like, you don't be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to watch that Forest Whitaker movie. And maybe that's good. Maybe that's what you're looking for.
I mean, that's not to say,
Denzel, yes, he is a franchise in terms of, like, you know, like, a LeBron and you know what I'm saying? Like, he is a franchise actor, right? People do go to the movie to see Denzel. That has nothing to do and speaks nothing to his acting capability. Denzel, he is not an amazing actor. He is a good actor, but he's not amazing.
Mm-mm. He's a great actor.
He's good.
I mean, shout out to Forest Whitaker. He out here getting Oscars for playing someone in a completely different country than him. He got an Oscar for playing Idi Amin. He played Desmond Tutu. He did a pretty good job at it.
He did really good.
Has Denzel ever done an accent?
No, thank God. I don't think Denzel could do an accent, to be honest with you. But I don't, based on what I know of his filmography, I don't believe he's done anything with accent.
Yeah, I don't think so either. That would be interesting.
It would be terrible.
Okay. Yeah. So, guilty pleasures.
Idris Elba. That's it. He just...
Oh, well, yeah. You would say that.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on. Next category is shows. So, what shows out here are completely overrated? I'll go first. This Is Us.
Wow. So, you just want to slide that in before?
Yes. That needs to be mentioned first and foremost. I started it and was like, everyone is in love with this. It has to get better. It has to get better. And I watched episode after episode after episode. And the next thing I knew, I had watched an entire season and I still did not like the show. And I cannot get that time in my life back. Completely overrated.
You wild.
You crazy. You crazy. This is us with everything.
It's not. A great show.
Amazing.
Great show.
Great acting. Great storyline. Great writers.
Yeah. I'll go next. Overrated. Grey's Anatomy every season since probably season 6.
Season 6?
Okay, the later season specifically.
Yeah. Oh,
we got pushed to 7.
Not the whole thing. Nah.
Wait, what was the plane crash? Yeah, I don't remember.
That's the episode that's when Lexi and Mark died, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't. Remember.
That's when it got bad. Yeah, that's like, the turn. Shooter in the hospital was the
season 8.
Yeah, okay, that's what I'm about to say.
So season seven.
Season 7 was Shooter in the hospital. Okay.
I don't know. Shooter in the hospital was incredible.
Yeah,
it was.
That was a good season.
So we'll say season 7 was the end. Since then, just train wreck. I don't even understand how we're still here. I don't understand. People crying off of some character that then died. I'm like, who is that guy? Why is this a thing? So, no, not a fan. Other overrated is Bridgerton season 1 and every season that's to come.
not the prophetic overrated.
I don't even have to see it. I feel it in my spirit. It's not gonna be good, but hey, they didn't sign it for another 35 seasons, so it's gonna be here. But those are my two.
People be out there, Bridgerton, though. They waiting.
I mean, my lord. Yeah,
I got one. Kiki, you gonna be mad, but The Office. It's awful. Oof, I can't.
Yes,
I
just 100% agree. 100% agree.
I don't get it.
I can't be y'all friends anymore. What is happening? What? Collectively, y'all think this is overrated?
Yeah, it's not. It's bad. It's not good.
And I love that kind of humor, like dry humor. It's like I would love it, but I just cannot get into that show.
Yeah,
that's another show that I think I watched like a whole season and a half. If not two seasons, and was like, it has to get better, and then it didn't.
Yeah, I think you like Parks and Rec better than The Office.
Yeah, I agree. I've watched some of Parks and Rec. It's definitely better than The Office.
And I didn't really like Parks and Rec, but man, have y'all seen The Office, like the original version, the Brits version?
Mm-hmm. No.
Mm-hmm.
Was it interested in the American version enough to go deep diving to figure out where it came? I don't care.
They're actually, the Brits version is just a lot drier, but it's not bad. It's just acquired taste, and your palate has just not arrived yet.
Oh, okay, that's it.
But I like Old Boy though, because he did that little comedy. What was it? Space Force. He did on Netflix.
Oh,
he was the
Michael.
Main character.
Oh yeah,
was funny.
Yeah, he's Steve. I like him, Steve Carell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's his name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like him a lot. But y'all are ridiculous.
Okay, so underrated.
The Resident. So, yeah, like the acting is solid. I definitely think I'm biased because they have a Nigerian. Well, she ain't Nigerian, but she's supposed to be Nigerian. They keep butchering her name. I'll leave that alone. But they have, you know, representation for, you know, us Africans who don't really get to see ourselves on the screen like that in a role that isn't very stereotypical. And then Malcolm Jamal Warner's on there acting his behind off while looking really good. And I like the perspective of, you know, it's not just this hyper focus on the doctors and their lives, but it's coming from a behind the scenes stuff of corporately and structurally how the medical field is corrupt and why it looks like that and stuff like that. But yeah, I think it's an underrated show and I hope it continues on. But the shows I tend to love always get canceled, so unless it's Grey's Anatomy.
I wouldn't have considered that show to be underrated. I thought there were a great number of people who liked that show.
I think I was talking to Camille about this. I'm nervous about it right now. I feel like they aren't there's just not a lot of hype or talk about them being renewed as sooner as they've been in the past. And so I think it may be waning since COVID happened because they've been restrictive in how they've been able to shoot in the building of the storyline. So I'm nervous about it. And so that's why I'm kind of saying it's more in the underrated category.
Okay. But with COVID, I mean, there are shows that are good and I would say not underrated that are getting cut just because of the times that we're in. Yeah. Because like that Netflix show Away that had, what's the one girl? I always mix her up with Jennifer Garner.
Hillary Swank.
That show was good and it was in the top 10 for a minute. And I mean, cut because of COVID. So I would say even if it does get cut, I wouldn't say it's because it's underrated. It's just because those are the times we live in.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fair.
Any guilty pleasures?
The Bachelor, Real Housewives of Atlanta, Married to Medicine, Married at First Sight. Basically anything that's a reality TV show, I'm probably watching it. And, you know, just based off of the definition of what a guilty pleasure is, that's why it's a guilty pleasure. But I don't feel guilty about it. I be watching them. I be in front of the TV. I be calling my friends, updating them. Look, this crazy hell for over here. This, that. Yeah, they're my guilty pleasures. They not good either, but I just can't stop watching. The Bachelor is like the worst out of all of those things that I listed.
Terrible.
And I still watch it. Like, terrible. I can't not watch it. I don't know why.
I would watch The Bachelor over a Real Housewives.
Real Housewives is good, honey, compared to The Bachelor.
But maybe it's because I had it wasn't Real Housewives, it was Basketball Wives.
Basketball Wives is not good. I don't watch that.
I had a moral, like, moment where I was like, I can't watch this anymore. I think it was when Evelyn and Jennifer got in a fight.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, wait a second. The whole premise from the beginning is that these two women, these two beautiful women of color, were the best of friends. Yep. Solid sisterhood level relationship that dates back years before either one of them was ever spent a minute on a show.
Yep.
And now, a few seasons in, here we are, and you all have come to the point of like a physical altercation. I was just like, I cannot watch this destruction of black relationships and just be okay with it. For entertainment's sake, I can't watch.
Yeah, and honestly, a lot of people talk about that in terms of like on the relationship aspect with like them having long-standing marriages or friendships or whatever, and then they get on this TV show and then it just like goes to shit. Like even Married to Medicine actually has a couple of women, the doctors who have been friends for decades, and they're beefing
and
right now.
No more. I got time for Marriage to Medicine now.
They're beefing. And so it has to do with the show. And like, obviously if they weren't on the show, nothing would have come up to have because the reason why they're beefing is a result of somebody who is in the cast that got added and was not part of their friend group to begin with. Like they're part of the friend group, the business friend group, right? So the business side. Meaning like that they're the cast. They're beefing, and like people talk about that all the time about how the reality shows mess up relationships, but I just can't stop watching it. And I'm sorry for contributing to it, but y'all be entertaining to me, honey.
Man, girl, that Married to Medicine I got a little time for that. But I have a random guilty pleasure and y'all gonna talk about me, but telenovelas make them reality shows look like nothing. Honey, the girl, I don't know who be writing, but it's a level of drama that I have never seen in real. It's probably because it ain't real life. But I got time for telenovelas.
It's so ridiculous.
I got time for telenovelas. You never know what's going to happen, girl. Y'all got to watch one. I be telling Dre about my stories, and she be like, oh, God.
Yeah, this girl said my stories.
That's what they are.
I can't watch them step one because they're not in English. Like, I don't speak Spanish. I can't watch that. And then they be talking all fast. And you know, I don't read fast. So I can't even read the subtitles. Before. I can't watch that.
That's funny.
Guilty pleasure for me, I have on here the Kardashians. Like, I honestly don't really watch them anymore that much. Well, I'm watching this season because it's the last season. I just want to see what's going on. But the old seasons used to be good. Like, when Scott was flipping out. And, I mean, prior seasons used to be a lot better. Just for, like you said, Cookie, for entertainment's sake. Mm-hmm. Like, they're... family is extremely entertaining. Like, love them, hate them, like, y'all are entertaining. Mm-hmm. But I feel like, yeah, the show has definitely fallen off, and it may be because they're so public now that everything that's on the show is already played out in real life, and it's kind of like, oh, okay, well, this show will just give us a behind-the-scenes perspective of what they were feeling in the moment when this actually happened 6 months ago. But, yeah, but that's all I had. So, next up, moving on to movies. What movies are overrated? I'll go. I have Star Wars, I think.
Yep.
The entire franchise is completely overrated. And I might be biased because I'm a Trekkie. I'm a hardcore Star Trek fan, but Star Trek is like a show. I have personally seen hundreds of episodes of Star Trek between the different series and like 10 or 11, 12 seasons for each series, 25 episodes a season. Like, I have seen hundreds of episodes of Star Trek. I am very invested in these characters because I have watched them for hours and hours on television. Star Wars, I mean, like, one movie, like, 2 hours, and it's what, like, six movies or something like that, so that's what, like, 12 hours max of time to be invested in these characters and to care about them, so I think the whole thing is just completely overrated. For it to be at the level of, like, fandom that it is, I can't get with it, but
I agree. That's just,
yeah.
Yeah, I agree. That was on my list. I think A Star Is Born is one of the most... Do y'all know that movie? With...
Lady Gaga?
Lady Gaga and Bradley
Cooper. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I watched that movie and at the end was like, that was terrible. I don't understand why y'all keep remaking this movie. It is not good. Like, at all.
Have you seen all the versions?
No. I've heard that Christoph St. John's, is that his name? That's the best version. But I saw that one and was like, I don't really need to see any other version.
Because I was interested to see if you thought it was just the Bradley Cooper Gaga version or if just the basis of the entire premise of the movie is trash.
It spoiled it so bad. I guess I just thought the basis. I didn't even think to watch the other ones, but that's one. I don't like Spike Lee's films. I just feel like it's this iconic thing. And I think that's with a lot of Black movies, honestly. I think because of the time, there wasn't Black cinema. So anything we got is like, But if you really like, for real.
Not people like Spike because they ain't had nothing else to watch.
I don't think it's just because they... I think that's a part of it. It was representation. But it also was, a lot of things depicted, you know, issues in the Black community that was like, yes, we're pro this. This is awesome. But I don't like it. And I don't, I've watched it. And aside from his documentaries, like the levee that broke and the one about the girls that got bombed, those are excellent. I mean, excellent. But his actual, like, school days and all those, not a fan, and I don't get it. I've tried. It's just like, okay.
Cool. I don't think you understand. Them just real artsy. Them too artsy.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say.
Those are artsy.
And then there's a cultural aspect too that I understand that I don't connect with. Like, I don't like Crooklyn, and people love Crooklyn, and I'm just like, I don't. Yeah, but I think it's a combination of all that, but nah, I think those are overrated.
Well, I'm part of the culture. I was raised in the culture, and I don't like them either just because they're too artsy. Like, I appreciate who he is and what those movies represent, to my culture. They go over my head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the type of person that likes School Days is the same type of person that likes, like, For Real.
you don't like For Real?
No.
Obviously, I'm that person that likes School Days. I'm jig-a-boo, girl. I know all the words, all the dance moves. School Days is my jam.
And you like For Real?
Yeah.
Oh, see?
Absolutely. Like, what's the song he did with Jay-Z? Like, I didn't even like Jay-Z's part. I listened for the Neptune's beat and Pharrell's part. Hova? Was that Hova? Yeah. What was that? I'm a hustler, baby. And I want you to know.
That's the one.
I was here for Pharrell. I was like, Jay-Z's rap. Fast forward. Go back to Pharrell.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I love some Spike Lee joints. I've probably seen all of them.
Mm. Wow.
I ain't like all of them. Chirac, now he should have took a break on that one. I don't know what he was doing.
I feel like he was coming down off his art then. He went his art team that one.
Because that's why I didn't like it.
Mm, interesting.
Okay, underrated.
I couldn't think of anything that I was just like, I don't know. There are movies that I watch, like Nollywood movies, that most people have absolutely no context for. So saying it's underrated is just kind of like, there's no point. You have no context.
Okay, cool. Well, guilty pleasures.
Mean Girls, 100%. I love that movie. I love that movie. And it's not good. Like, I watched it with a fresh pair of eyes over Christmas break.
Fresh pair of eyes.
And it's not great. It's not great at all. But that movie is so good at the same time. It's so good. There's a whole movement behind that movie. I love, love, love Mean Girls. Like, that's probably one of my favorite movies. Like, it's in probably my top five. It's one of my favorite movies.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Wow. Love that movie.
Mean Girls is great, though.
Yeah, it has some iconic lines. Mm-hmm. Mine is The American President. I absolutely love.
You're such a sap.
She is.
I cannot tell you how many, and I don't even watch a lot of TV and film, and it's just... But I will watch The American President like it's the first time that I watched it, and I will rewind to my favorite scenes. I don't know what it is about that darn movie, but I love it so much. That's fun.
For me, it's Whitney Houston. Any movie Whitney Houston's in, all of them.
That is Preacher's a guilty Wife,
I watch it every Christmas. They not. But it's... Preacher's Wife, I have to watch it every Christmas.
Preacher's Wife is so bad.
I'm so bad. Everybody sing John. Girl, I be killing it every Christmas. I know the lines.
That soundtrack lit, though. The soundtrack lit.
Soundtrack is amazing.
That's what gave me the soundtracks.
Our soundtracks be great. Yeah, they be great.
Like The Bodyguard. The Bodyguard really ain't that good.
Not at all.
But Waiting to Exhale, it's better than Preacher's Wife, though. Waiting to Exhale could bless you if you let it. Okay, and that soundtrack was amazing, hands down, best soundtrack ever.
Oh man, that's funny.
I have kids' movies, just like in general, animated films are. I watch them regularly. I think they're great when I just want to turn off my mind and just enjoy television. And I would also say, for some reason, the movie Ever After, the Cinderella movie with Drew Barrymore.
Oh, that's good. I like that movie. Well, it's not good.
I watched
that
movie so much. You don't think it's good? No, I think that's absolutely my favorite Cinderella version.
Really? No, that movie's great.
Other than the fact that they spoke in British accents, even though they were supposed to be in France.
Yeah, that's true.
The blacks in
I mean, I could, like, quote that movie, like, word for word. I love that movie. I watch it so much.
That movie's great.
Black Cinderella killed that one.
Oh, with Brandy?
Well, is that what you're talking about?
I'm just here for Whitney, though. Mm-mm. Brandy didn't do that good, but Whitney was the best fairy godmother that ever played fairy godmothers. That's another movie that I watched for Whitney.
Okay. Clearly, because it's not
good. It's not good. You ain't watching it.
No, far from good. I would honestly rather watch the Hilary Duff Cinderella.
Oh, you playing, Drea. You playing.
No. That's no, absolutely. That one has a bit of nostalgia in it. I remember being young and being like, oh, that's so cool. She's in high school and that boy likes her. Like, I have no sort of, like, sentimentality towards the Brandy version.
Yeah, you crazy. That bring back memories. Impossible.
Okay. So, last category that we have is music. So, what do you all have for overrated music? I'll go first. 95% of the rappers that are available to listen to their music today. About 95, strong 95, between 95 and 97% of them, completely overrated. Like, every day is somebody new. And then the crazy thing is like, when a rapper dies, and everybody's like, oh, he was going to be something. I'm like, who are these people that you're talking about? Who's even heard of these? Who can keep up? It is a full-time job to keep up with the latest and greatest, quote-unquote, greatest rappers out there. Like, no.
That's true.
Everyone can't be that good. Like, no. That's true. And they're not. Mm-hmm. So, that's fine.
That was a good one. I'll go. That was very good. Kendrick Lamar.
You're crazy. You're dismissed. I can't even let you continue.
I can't. And I think this is not even, I don't understand what he be saying. I think I'm just not smart enough. Like, my brain don't compute and connect. That because he be talking and I'm like, I really want to get into this, but I just can't. And I don't know. So that makes me say he's overrated. I think he's a talented young man, and a lot of people love him. I just can't listen to his music. It don't make no sense to me. Y'all understand what he be saying when he raps? Like, y'all get all...
I can't stand his voice.
She don't like his voice.
Kendrick talks in a lot of metaphors, I will admit that. But that, I feel like it just speaks to his level of, like, he's intellect. At a higher, like, to be able to put what he's trying to say in a metaphor. And even, like, one of his last albums that came out, like, the thought process behind the compilation of the album to be able to be a full story told forward and a full story told that's different backwards. Like, he's a genius. Like, he ain't overrated by no stretch.
I appreciate that. So I'll just say I'm basic and we'll leave it with that.
We'll accept that answer.
That's all I got.
Okay, so underrated. Who do y'all have?
Jacob Banks. India Ari. I don't think she gets the credit that she deserves
for the lane that she
Last time she put out some music.
She put out music last year,
did she not? Or what? Exactly. Nobody knows about it.
Was it good?
Yes. Yeah, it was.
But it's like she kind of like in the old. She kind of in the old black folks category now.
Nah, I mean, I get that, but still, I just feel like India ain't never really gotten the love that she should have gotten.
Oh, you can't say never. Yeah. Because back in the day, brown skin, okay.
Current day, no.
Yeah.
That's fair. I think she still has cranked out hits post that hasn't gotten as much love that it should have. Mm-hmm. Sam Henshaw, which y'all probably don't know who that is. But he's a great artist that I think is very much so underrated. And then my homegirl, Fantasia.
Oh, wow.
Oh, she still makes music.
Okay, moving on.
Do she not go?
Yes, she makes music. She's currently with... Andrea don't listen to Fantasia, so I'm not expecting her to know anything about the girl. But yes, Fantasia still be making music. She released an album called Sketchbook in 2019. She's currently, you know, with Child. So she.
I saw that was on the Shade World.
Yeah, she pausing her greatness to bring out this new child, and then she back on it. Don't play with her.
Okay.
Y'all haters. Y'all some haters.
Okay, so I'm gonna go with Wale.
Oh, totally, yes. Underrated.
I mean,
yes.
Wale is a wordsmith. Wale is. Oh, I just love Wale. But the fact that to see him, you can just, well, pre-pandemic, just go to a venue and he's just like right there. You know what I mean? Like, Wale. Be selling out larger venues than he currently is. His music should be doing numbers that it just isn't. And I think it's because guys consider him to be a woman's rapper.
Yeah.
Like he raps for women. Mm-hmm. But I don't get that. I mean, is it because he's intellectual? What makes him a woman's rapper? I mean, he is not always talking about like love and stuff. Like, I don't.
He ain't men aggressive and he don't mumble.
And then he does have a few songs where he is talking about love, but I feel like that just like that's just a death nail probably for the niggas.
Yeah, and it's just like I don't get that. For rap to be literally your career is built off your ability to use words, like your entire craft is the use of words and the basic level of vocabulary that rappers have nowadays. It's like I don't understand why someone like a Wale is not being given greater credit.
Yeah. I agree. Wale's it.
Okay, guilty pleasure. Surely y'all got some guilty pleasure.
Mulatto. Big Lotto, bitch. Yes. 100%. Love me some Mulatto. Now, I will say, I ain't no super fan. I thought, like, when that, Queen of the South album came out. I love the Queen of the South album. Because every time we get together, it's like all of them, they start playing Mulatto because they know I love Mulatto. But then they start sending me stuff on Instagram. They're like, oh, did you see this with Mulatto? I'm like, girl, I don't care about her career for real like that. As long as she putting out some music where she twerking or some twerk music and saying bitch a lot and saying bitch as hard as she say bitch, because that's literally, I think that word is underrated and it should be used way more. But yeah, as long as she's using it by women rappers, not by men, don't be calling no women no bitches. But anyway, as long as she cranking out music, then I'm here for it. I don't care about what she's doing in her life. I don't really care about her like that. But yeah, Big Lotto, bitch.
That's so funny.
Oh, that blessed me. That blessed me.
What else, y'all?
Well, for me, of course, it is Beyonce, anything Beyonce, like everything.
You feel guilty about it?
Everybody
does love Beyonce, that's true. But my second one is Cardi B. I know people love Cardi B, but I like...
People hate her too, though. That's not the same as Beyonce.
Y'all, I can mess with some Cardi B, like on your workouts. If you just need a moment to not think... Put on some car. I know that's you. Just you like you don't want to have to figure out anything, and you don't want a deep lyric.
Oh, Cardi, are you complimenting her at all? I'm confused. If you want to just be basic and not have to think at all, she who you go to?
She's for your everyday person.
Oh my god!
I love it for Cardi B.
That's so funny.
She's a Dr. Seuss to your Wale, huh? That's what that is. That's basically what you said.
Oh my gosh. That's so funny. You done, Camille?
I'm done. Yeah.
Yeah. Mine is I like Nicki Minaj. And I think she's kind of like a love hate thing too, but I just really like her voice and her flow. Like, I love me a Nicki song. If she's on it, if it's her stuff, like, I was obsessed with, was the Pink, that Pink album?
Pink Friday.
Like, I listened to that every single day for, like, months when it came out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't know what it is about her. And I don't even really, I noticed a recent, I don't really listen to rap like that. So, yeah, that's my guilty pleasure.
And so I think those are guilty pleasures because, I don't know, as young, successful Black women, it's like you want to be these refined, buttoned up people, but it's like, nah, but I'm still listening to some trap music. So my guilty pleasure, I have two. One is Fetty Wap.
Oh my God.
That's another one where you don't want to think about nothing?
No.
Fetty Wap?
I literally know like two songs by him. Like, what are you listening to?
No, that one. Wait, has he had more than one album? I just listened to the one.
Don't know.
I don't know.
Couldn't tell you. The one with the cover where he got his eye covered.
Uh-huh, that's the only one I know.
The other one with the. No. The front to back, I listened to that mug.
Wow.
Go hard. And the other one is Kevin Gates.
What?
Oh my God. Yeah. Girl. I'll tell you when we get out here.
How did you discover Kevin Gates?
Yeah, she was. How did I discover him? What do you mean?
How do you stumble upon Kevin Gates' music?
I just think she wouldn't talk about him for real around us or telling us that she was listening to him, but Dre is familiar.
Yeah, she know the words. Yeah. She know.
Wow.
She
know about Kevin Gates.
I appreciate some Kevin Gates. But yeah, that's why it's a guilty pleasure.
That's so random. Okay, cool. I'm interested to hear more about this offline.
But yeah, so that's all we got for y'all. If there are anyone that you think that, oh, y'all forgot about this person or this movie or this show or this artist or whatever, reach out to us on Instagram or mostly on Instagram, but you can send us an email too. We'll check that as well. But yeah, that's all we got for you. Hope you enjoyed it.
Bye.
Bye.
Cheerio.